Just as thousands of musicians descending upon Austin in hopes of that big break at South By, one of the city's most beloved musicians is packing his bags for Tennessee. Texas honky-tonk legend Dale Watson's putting down new roots in Memphis in a house just a mile from Graceland. It's a real honor and privilege to have Dale Watson in the Texas Standard Studios. Dale, thanks for being here.
Hey, I'm glad to have me. Thank you.
Now, let me ask you about this, because from what I can tell, you really started getting serious about moving to Memphis at least a year or more ago, but only now it seems like Austin's waking up to the fact that one of its symbols is relocating. What's up?
Well, I'm trying to keep my house here in Austin, and the key word is trying. I will live in Texas, but I may move out to, Taylor, somewhere. I mean, really, I've enjoyed pretty good success. I'm not scrimping or scraving, you know. I make a good living, but the city has really made it hard to make a living and to live in the city limits.
So what's happened? What's happened to this city that used to call itself the live music capital of the world?
I just really feel the city has sold itself. You know, just because you're going to get $45 million for a company to come to town, if it's not in the best interest of the town, I don't think they should do it. This city was never about money. It was quality of life and quality, you know. I mean, it still does got great music every night of the week. But I find it very astounding that musicians are still able to live here and play here.
There was an article that was written in one of the major online music publications that said Dale Watson's move to Memphis should be a wake-up call to Austin. And I know you're not the kind to sort of go out on the limb with a hyperbole here, but there's something to that in a way you're kind of a canary in a coal mine. If the guy who has Lone Star Beer sticker on his guitar and Mr. Texas, in a sense, is willing to go to Tennessee, then what happens?
That article came out, and I think it was more focused on the Ameripolitan Awards, which I used to have here. I had it here for 4 years.
And you
years.
Moved him to Memphis.
I moved it to Memphis. It was just the city was more welcoming. They did more to help me put the award show on. You know, the city's attitude here was, well, I only brought in 1,200 people for the award show out of town. Lots of people in town, but only 1,200 average out of towners.
So they're number crunching.
Yeah, and so to them, the next week it was, you know, well, we got 12,000 people coming in next week for the marathon or whatever marathon it was. I said, yeah, I guess if you're going to do numbers like that, then I'm a pretty small potato.
So what do you think the prescription is? Is there a way for Austin to return to its roots as a kind of music or musician-friendly place?
I think there's a way to play both ways and where let the city be a growing city, but not so much where it impairs the quality of artists here. This has always been an artistic town. But, you know, artists don't make a lot of money. And I think one of the things is paid parking. You know, that takes so much out of a musician's pockets. I usually Uber to a gig and Uber back. Luckily, I can afford it. But it's not really the type of thing a musician normally can do. I think it could start with making some free parking around town and making places a little more accessible.
What about the music scene here? Once upon a time, I guess, Austin was known for having this unique sort of hybrid of modern country. But I'm just sort of curious what you make of the music scene and whether it's still friendly to the kind of music that you like.
Absolutely it is. Sure it is. Live music is still alive in Austin, which is, I hope that will always be the fact. But I can't say that it will continue to be the live music capital. They can say it is, but I don't know if it will. There's so many places that I used to play are leaving or going because either they get something built on them and you know, a condo goes in their place and something springs up that'll have the name on it of the venue that used to be there, and it looks like an airport version of what it was. But I love Austin. I wish it wasn't this way, and I'm trying to hold on to what I got here.
What do you like about Memphis? So, does it have much Austin to it, or is it a completely new scene?
You know, yeah, and this is something you'll know too. You identify with. It reminds me of Austin, Texas, in the early '80s.
Is that right?
That's when I first came here. Was the early '80s? The places that were more depressed were musically and artistically more thriving and more
rich.
More rich.
Yeah.
there was something raw and real, and the music was raw and real. It just seemed less manufactured. I think in Memphis, that's where it's at right now.
How are all these changes affecting you musically? I mean, I know that you've recorded in Memphis. Does this change your music very much at all?
Probably not, because I'm so rooted in what I do. I mean, I'm a Western swing, honky-tonk, all that's what I've nurtured here.
And Memphis is open to that sound?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was the birth of rock and roll, which it is the roots. It's blues, it's honky-tonk, it's Western swing, rockabilly. And that's where it kind of was ground zero, really, Memphis. So I got the audience there. They don't dance there. That's the biggest thing.
They don't dance. What do you think's up with
that? I'm going to teach them chicken poop bingo, too. And I'm bringing Lone Star there, by God. I'm going to teach them to dance. I'm going to bring chicken poop bingo, and I'm going to bring them Lone Star beer.
He's a man on a mission.
I'm on a mission.
Dale Watson, it's good to see you again, and I do hope that you're sincere about not leaving Texas. I think there's a lot of people.
No, I'll never leave Texas. Texas is home.